FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in this hour, South Africa's national cricket team, the Proteas, have returned home after their historic win at the ICC World Test Championship final. The victory at Lord's marks the country's first ICC title in 27 years, breaking a long-running drought in major international cricket tournaments. The team was warmly welcomed at OR Tambo International Airport in Gauteng by fans who took pictures and asked for autographs. Proteas bowler Kagiso Rabada says he hopes the win will inspire the next generation of South African cricketers.
Playing for South Africa is a privilege, it's an honor, and to see how much people appreciate the work that we do is job done.
Statistics South Africa says inflation remained unchanged at 2.8% last month, despite rising food prices. The biggest driver was a 1.1% monthly increase in the price of food and non-alcoholic beverages. Beef prices continue to climb due to a foot and mouth disease outbreak, with beefsteak up 4.5% in May. Stats SA's Patrick Kelly says maize meal and vegetables saw notable increases, with beetroot up 64% year on year.
Fuel prices dropped by 1.1%, pulling the annual rate down to a negative 14.9%. This is the largest annual decrease for fuel since October 2024, when the rate was a negative 19.1%. Petrol is 15.9% and diesel 12.6% cheaper than a year ago.
And the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel has got the world concerned about the impact of supply disruptions in global oil prices. Missile strikes have been exchanged for a sixth day today. Oil prices gained another 4% yesterday, but have since eased in the Asian markets. Back home, Efficient Group Chief Economist Davi Root says this is what we can expect.
My expectations are that in the short term, we can see an increase in the oil price, an increase in the petrol price, but as soon as the conflict abates a little bit in the Middle East, for instance, I suspect the oil price to come down, and with that, a lower petrol price as well. But that, of course, depends on whether other countries will get involved and whether this will escalate further. But usually what happens is for an increase in the oil price and thereafter a further fall in the oil price in the medium to longer term.
Meanwhile, Iran's now threatening that there could be an all-out war in the Middle East if the U.S. joins in with Israeli attacks against it. Donald Trump's warned Tehran's supreme leader that he knows where he is but won't kill him for now. The U.S. president has promised supporters he wouldn't get involved in conflicts abroad. Durban, a high of 21 today, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. Your top story this hour, South Africa's national cricket team, the Proteas, have returned home after their historic win at the ICC World Test Championship final. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.